Hello again. Welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs every day where those photographs have been taken on that day. And today, out of the blue, well actually out of the grey skies, came a very large storm, first for the season. And today is Wednesday, October the 27th. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the accompanying website can be found at las.new-england.net.au. Navigate to October the 27th using the little calendar on the right-hand side of the front page. So today, this afternoon, the storm that had been lingering for some hours, the dark skies building up over that period, the storm broke, and I was just making my way outside to take some photographs for today's photo blog when unexpected to me, the rain had just started, and by the time I got the camera out and pointed out the window, the visibility had dropped to not very much at all. So the first photograph today is just recording what I saw out of the third story window of the building I was in. And it is grey. Some trees in the immediate foreground and hills across the valley in the background can just be seen as a line, horizontal line left to right, differentiating the hills from the sky by different shade of grey. The second photograph has me focusing on the window in front of me and recording the rain lashing down the pane of glass top to bottom. Outside, the rain can be seen at a 45 degree angle as the heavy winds pushed it from west to east. It looks a bit like snow of a couple of months ago, but it's quite obviously rain. Long streaks being recorded by the exposure time. Well, being a sort of a squally type of shower, the rain came and went very quickly. And the third photograph is showing some of the storm clouds that were above us and the immediate vicinity in front of the building can be seen to be clear. That row of hills in the background can be seen a bit better. The clouds are mostly dark, but there's some yellowy looking clouds there. Many people were worried about the forecast hailstorm. It's a bad memory of the Armadale residents from some years ago when most of the town's vehicles and corrugated iron roofs were damaged by a major hailstorm. The insurance companies weren't too impressed, but most of the houses now sport new roofs and cars new skins. The next photograph is just the rain bouncing on the pavers outside the building. As you might imagine, with the rain that heavy, I didn't venture too far. I conveniently had my raincoat in the vehicle outside. Of great use, I thought. The rain, being quite heavy, is bouncing a little bit off the pavers, and that's better illustrated in the next photograph. Bit of a detail shot of rain hitting a puddle, the large droplet bouncing up again and forming an interesting shape in the puddle, the shape being captured by using a high exposure time, well, a short exposure time, about a 500th of a second on the camera. And the final shot for today, a bit of torrential rain, short-lived as it was, looks very impressive in the photograph. It's a mass of water between me and the building in front of me. And, would you believe, even though we had very heavy rain at my place of work, only 0.8 of a millimetre at Armadale Airport and nothing to speak of at home, even though the distance between those 3 points is less than 5 kilometres to the airport and 20 kilometres to home. So a very localised storm today. Well, there you have my recording of the first major storm of the season. Didn't last very long, but it was quite impressive whilst it lasted. Reasonable amount of lightning and a bit of thunder. I'm Gordon Smith, and you've been listening to the audio commentary that accompanies my photo blog. If you'd like to send an email, my email address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope you manage to find a minute to do so again at some time in the future. Bye for now.